May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 668. Jehovah God, eternal Lord most high, permit a worm to bow before thy throne, a worm deserving endless misery, but please the blood that did for sin atone. Hymn 668.
Thank you.
reading from God's holy word of truth, from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 15. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do the disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said unto them, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honour thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honour not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And he called the multitude and said unto them, "Hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man." Then came his disciples and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Then answered Peter and said unto him, "Declare unto us this parable." And Jesus said, "Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man." Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." But he answers her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness, as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude, and took ship, and came into the coasts of Magdala. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and help his servant to pray.
Most merciful, gracious God, we need thee now to breathe a breath of real prayer into our heart. Lord, may we not be left to pray as the Pharisee did, thus with ourselves. And oh, may we know that real indicting of thy Holy Spirit, that we may be like the dear publican and come pleading for mercy, pleading to be washed in the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, we do pray, Lord, as the dear psalmist did, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. O Lord, as we gather this evening, we would come in humble confession, in humble repentance, to to thy mercy seat. And oh, we plead, dear Lord, that thou wilt blot out our many, many sins, our many transgressions. We would come with the dear hymn writer when he said, with my burden I'll begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. Oh, we pray for thee to sweetly assure us each that thou wilt grant it to us each to know that thou didst suffer, bleed and die for us, and that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, we plead for a true spirit of worship this evening. For thou hast said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, may we be among the true worshippers that truly worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Help us to plead the precious name of Jesus, to plead his precious blood, his glorious merits. And, O Lord, may we be favoured to know and to feel thy sweet presence here this evening. O Lord, one of old said, what is the house to me, unless the Master, there I see. Oh, may we be favoured with a glimpse by living faith of Jesus only this night. And Lord, may we hear thy voice. Oh, that thou wouldst speak thy word with power and divine authority and unction and savour into our souls. And oh, may thy word be made life and power to us. We pray that thou wilt come where each one is. Send none empty away, dear Lord. Oh, do grant a portion for each longing, seeking soul. For thou hast promised that they that seek shall find. Oh, may thy courts here and throughout Zion be blessed with real seekers. Those that are asking their way to Zion with their faces thitherward. Lord, we pray for those that are burdened and heavy laden, that thou would help them to cast all these burdens and cares that they have upon thee and leave them at thy dear feet. And Lord, do grant us that faith to believe thou wilt hear and answer our poor petitions. Grant us faith to believe thou wilt send the answers down. Lord, we do need thee to remove from us all our unbelief, all our many doubts, our many fears, Lord. Come to those that have many fears tonight and grant them, Lord, a word from thyself to remove all their fears, and that thou wilt speak a fear not to thy fearful people. Do help those that feel so much to need thy helping hand. Lord, thou knowest how poor and helpless we are. And oh, may we prove, Lord, thou art our helper still. Lord, do remember those that are troubled by Satan and tempest-tossed. Lord, who cast the adversary out and set thy people at liberty. All those in bondage have the bonds removed, and may they be blessed with sweet liberty in their souls. Lord, thou canst do it. Pray thou wilt undertake for those that have heavy burdens. And if it's thy will that the burden should abound, Lord, and be with them, do grant them grace to bear it. May they know, as the apostle did, thy blessed supporting and upholding and maintaining grace and that strength from heaven. Remember the dear children that gather in thy day, Lord, and each of the young and rising race. We beg of thee to keep them, preserve them, watch over them. Lord, do bless them abundantly while they're in early days. May they be truly taught of thee and given an appetite for the truth as it is in Jesus. Do keep them from the world and all its snares and dangers. Keep them from all carnal religion. May they have their ears bored to the doorposts of thy house while in early days, to hear what the Lord God of Israel will speak. Lord, do we with those that have wandered from thy courts and gone off in their own way. We pray thou wilt in thy time, if it's thy holy will, bring them back, Lord, that they may cleave close to the handmaidens of the heavenly Boaz. Lord, do remember each of the young people. We pray thou wilt help them and be with them and undertake for them and help them to cast all their cares upon thee and to commit their way to thee. May they see thy hand going before them, guiding them, directing them, upholding them. Hear the prayers of dear parents for their offspring. And oh, we would praise thee and bless thee for safe deliverance and granting, Lord, a life and a sparing life. We pray that thou wilt bless the dear family together. We pray that thou wilt favour them much with those tokens of thy love. May they have a truly thankful heart for thy mercies unto this moment of time. And may the dear babes and the little ones be preserved and kept in this evil day. And may they follow on to know the Lord. Be with those that carry offspring. We pray that thou wilt help them in each time of need, and especially in the hour of deliverance. Lord, do remember those that are unable and have none at the moment. We pray thou wilt with them, as thou didst Hannah, that special grace, and undertake for them and provide in thy time, in thy way. May those who have got impossible things, Lord, sweetly prove and be given that faith to believe there is nothing impossible with Thee. Dear Lord, remember those in affliction. We pray for healing and restoring mercies if it's Thy will. Lord, where it is Thy will that affliction should abound, we seek for grace and patience to bear it. Lord, do comfort those that are bereaved and sorrowful. And Lord, do make up the breach and prepare us each, Lord, for that great day of death. And may we be sheltering in Thy wounded side till all the dangers of life and of death be overpassed and be prepared for that great day. And Lord, do help the deacons here and guide and direct them and bless them and bless the hymns they give out. And Lord, may there be those times of sweet flowing together to the goodness of the Lord, between pulpit, desk and pew. And Lord, do bless the church here and grant them yet a godly increase. And we pray that there may be others constrained to follow Thee. For Thou hast said, if ye love Me, keep My commandments. Oh, do remove all that hinders Thy children. May we never be left to be a hindrance to any, Lord. But may there be those brought where Abraham's servant was, to say, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Lord, we would pray for Thy servants. Thou would anoint and help them to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. May Thy word be made life and power to many. May there be an awakening of many sinners round this sanctuary and around our own flock and throughout Zion, yet to come and fill the place. Lord, in mercy do remember this nation. Lord, Thou knowest the solemn state we're in as a land. We pray for Thy fear and grace to be put in our leaders if it's Thy will. They may be turned from their own ways to serve Thee and to seek Thy will in all the affairs of this land. Put down all the evil and violent men, and those that would take the privileges we are favoured with from us. We pray for deliverance to all that are persecuted. Lord, we beg of Thee to give them that enabling grace to bear it. Deliver them from all the oppressors. Lord, Thou didst deliver dear Hezekiah, and Thou canst deliver all those oppressed today, if it be Thy holy will. And we would praise Thee for all Thy great mercies in providence and in grace, and all Thy goodness to us, unworthy as we are. Oh, we seek for a heart to love and praise Thee more. Dear Lord, do come and anoint us to speak a few things this evening in Thy holy name. Do touch our lips with that live coal from off Thy heavenly altar. May we be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. Lord, we might be a short service. We know these are the best. And Thou knowest what we mean, Lord. For Thy visits are but short. And when Thou dost withdraw, we miss the presence of our friend. like one whose comfort's gone. We seek to fall into thy kind arms, sink or swim. Oh, do bless thy word to us, and empty send us not away. Make up in giving where we fail in asking, and pardon or anything that's been amiss. We would ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 89. When Adam by transgression fell, and conscious fled his Maker's face, linked in clandestine league with hell, he ruined all his future race. The seeds of evil once brought in increased and filled the world with sin. Hymn 89.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I direct you to the chapter we read together, the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 15 and verse 25. Matthew's Gospel chapter 15 and verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. The 15th chapter of Matthew's Gospel and verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. I should think, beloved friends, this is one of the most used prayers, if I may put it so, in God's holy word. How many times the Lord's dear people have to come to the point where they have to utter this word, not just in lip or from the mouth, but in their hearts. And it's really upon those three words that we want to base our remarks this evening. Lord, help me. First of all, it is personal. She needed that help from heaven. And she knew where to go for it. To the Lord Jesus himself. And it may be why the Lord's laid it upon me. I know it's been preached from many, many times. But we continually need this, don't we? The Lord's help. And this dear woman did. But the point that was so upon me when this text dropped in this afternoon was this. How low she had to come to pray it. She not just got one burden. She got more than that. Maybe those of you that have got one particular burden and you need the Lord's help to bear it and to carry it. But she here was well burdened. First of all, she was burdened in her soul. And that's why she said, have mercy on me, O Lord. The great burden within her was her sin. And do we know what it is for sin to be a burden to us? Because if we do, we shall know what it is to cry like she did. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. She needed the Lord's mercy because she felt so much the plague of sin within her. And it was only the Lord that could have mercy upon her. Think of that well-known prayer of the publican. It's not only a prayer for the child of God in their early days of experience, but it's a prayer that they will need right the way through life, and especially too in the swellings of Jordan. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He needed the mercy of God, didn't he? So did this dear woman. What about you and me? I love that couplet of the hymn. Mercy through blood, I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. Beautiful desire of the dear hymn writers. Does it suit your case and mine? So this was the first part of the burden she had. But then secondly, her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. She said, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Think of that great burden it must have been to this dear mother. The devil out to destroy her daughter. And the daughter's trouble, you know, was the mother's trouble. There are times, you know, where it may be one of our loved ones, their trouble is ours. It may be with many of the Lord's servants and godly mothers in Israel and godly fathers in Israel. There are those burdens that some of the Lord's children have that are not just their burdens, but the burden of the servant of God or the mother or father in Israel. And here it was so. Satan was active. And oh, how he was trying to destroy this dear daughter of the dear woman. So it was a great burden to her, wasn't it? But the point is this. Where did she go with that burden? Where are you going with yours tonight? Because there is only one blessed place for burdened sinners to go, and that's to the dear Redeemer himself. We're told beautifully by the psalmist, aren't we? Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He didn't say he'd take it away, but he would sustain the child of God under it. He shall sustain. And it's only the Lord that can, and it was only the Lord that was to sustain this dear woman. We know there are times where the Lord is pleased to remove the burden. The Apostle Peter, didn't he say beautifully in his epistle concerning this, casting all your care, all your burdens upon the Lord, for he careth for you. And here the Lord cared for this dear woman. It's a wonderful thing when we can feel the Lord cares for us, and he does for every one of his dear children in so many ways. But oh, we find this dear woman has to sink lower yet. You know, the flesh doesn't like coming down, does it? The old preachers used to say, are we low enough for Christ? Well, think of this dear woman with these two great burdens. First, all the burden in her own heart of her sin, and then this great burden of her daughter. And she comes to the Saviour with it all. She goes to the right place. But he, Jesus, answered her not a word. Oh, how great a burden that is, isn't it? The silence of the Lord. Do you know what it is to mourn because of his silence? The Lord is silent. We think of two beautiful prayers really in God's word that went out of the hearts of his children because the Lord was silent. The first, of course, is David when he said, "Be not silent unto me, O God, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit." And then you think of Samuel when he said, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Do you know what it is to pray those two prayers when the Lord is silent? Your heart is grieved, you see. There she was in all this burden, all this trouble, and the dear Redeemer was silent. But he answered her not a word. It almost seemed as though it was adding to the burden, didn't it? But he was bringing her right down to what she got to come to in our text. And then the further part of it was this. "And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us." Even his dear disciples, you know, they wanted to send her away. You think how the dear woman must have felt. There may be times like that with you, when even God's dear children would send you away. And the Saviour is silent. But what did Jesus say? But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And you know there's something very wonderful in this, because that's just where the dear woman was. With all what she'd had to go through, she'd come to the place where she felt, "Well, I must be one of these lost sheep. I'm a lost character." I often think of the couplet, and we don't often hear it spoken of or preached like in our early days, where Mr. Hart said in the hymn, "How can he expect to be perfectly saved till he finds himself utterly lost?" You know, Christ says this, speaks this, doesn't he, to the dear woman, that he has come and unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and that's just where she was. And as a lost sheep, failing to be. And so this word must have been precious to us. Very, it was precious to her soul, because look what follows in our text. "Then came she and worshipped him." There may be one here tonight feeling, "Well, the Lord is silent. My burdens get greater and greater. I must be a lost character. I must be out of the secret. My sins and iniquities testify against me." But oh, may the Holy Spirit speak this word to your soul. What Jesus said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then came she. As a poor, lost, ruined, helpless sinner, to the dear Redeemer, to worship him in real prayer. Lord, help me. She couldn't go on, could she, without his help. Now, is that how you are tonight? What do we sing in the hymn? When most we need his helping hand, this friend is always near. With heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. She had come to one in the dear Saviour himself, who was able to help. We read, don't we? The Lord said that he laid help upon one who was mighty, the dear Lord Jesus himself. And who is it that needs this help? Is it not those that know so much of their helplessness themselves and they feel it and know it? Lord, I'm but a helpless worm. It's easy to say it, but it's another thing to feel it, you know. When we cannot help ourselves, and no man can help us, and we have to cry out, as the dear woman did here, Lord, help me. And he was pleased to do it, wasn't he? In her soul, delivering her daughter, undertaking for her in every way. But you see, as she came, and there's another point I must just name, she came believing that he would deliver her and deliver the child. Because what do we read? Jesus answered and said unto her, Woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. She came believing that he would help her, that he would undertake, that he would deliver. What do we sing in the hymn? He is able. He is willing. Doubt no more. Well, let us look as helped at these three words. Lord, help me. So often we have to plead for the Lord to help us to pray, don't we? I remember in my early days in the ministry, I went to Tenterden to preach, and I preached from this word. And a dear old godly lady, she was really one of the matriarchs of Israel. She said to me after the service, you know, she said, I have to pray what you had as a text many, many times. But she said, there are times where I have to pray to the Lord to help me to pray for help. And I thought how real that was. Lord, help me to pray for help. You know, I've never forgot it, how she so sweetly said it. Well, do you not need the Lord to help you to pray? Especially, we need it in public prayer, don't we? But who in secret? That we might feel the Lord helping us to plead with him, because true prayer indited by the Lord will surely hear. Oh, he will. And when he helps you to plead with him, like he did this dear woman, he'll give you that faith to believe he will undertake. He will manage all for you. You can breathe out your soul's desires when he helps you. You can put into words those prayers that you didn't feel you could ever pray. But because of his divine help, he enables you to plead with him and wrestle with him. Be like Jacob. You know, the Lord helped Jacob to pray, didn't he? Oh, that thou, and think of Jabez too, and oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, Jabez said. And the Lord helped him to pray, and he gave him his request, didn't he? And think of Jacob, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And the Lord helped him to plead that, didn't he? In the face of all the hosts of 400 men of Esau. And the Lord delivered him out of it all and blessed him. Lord, help me. But then we need help, don't we, to follow him. Oh, we do. We read so much in the Word of God, particularly through the New Testament, of those that followed the Lord Jesus. And to be a real follower of him, we shall need help to follow him. We cannot follow him in and of ourselves, but he will help his dear people to follow him, whether it be in his sweet commandments, in his sweet ordinances, whether it be in following him in his sufferings, his glorious death and resurrection, whether it be following him by faith. It is by faith and not by sight Christians yield obedience. Oh, it may be as you seek to follow the Lord daily, you have to say, Lord, do help me to follow thee. Leave me not to loiter in the journey. Leave me not to make shipwreck of faith, but may we be a real follower of a meek and lowly Jesus. But then we need help to confess our many sins, don't we? May we not be left to just lip confession, which is easier still, the hymn writer said, but oh, to feel, cuts deep beyond expression. The Lord helped, you know, the dear publican to confess his sin. And the Lord helped dear David to. You read that 51st Psalm. Purge me with hyssop, he says, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And we need help, you know, to repent, don't we, of our many, many sins. You see how dependent this soul is, like this dear woman. She was so dependent upon the Lord for help she needed. And the Lord will have his dear people dependent upon him for that help. And they can draw the help they need from him, because he's the helper of the helpless. What did the dear psalmist say? I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He knew where his help came from, didn't he? But then, oh, what a help it is when the Lord wonderfully favours this helpless sinner to repent and to weep and confess their sin, and they have a sweet taste of his mercy and of his pardoning love. It's a help the world knows nothing of, but the child of God sweetly experiences that help. Oh, they do. Lord, help me. And it may be in some matter tonight that lays heavy in your heart that you need that help. And you need that help to enable you to venture on in the journey. Without it, you cannot continue. Think of what the Apostle Paul said when he was brought before King Agrippa. And those nobles, what did he say? Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. And without that help, you cannot continue, can you? Well, let me put it like this. Is it not your prayer when you awake in the morning, Lord, help me through the day? Is it not your prayer all the way through the day? The many things you may have to deal with in providence and in grace. And then is it not your prayer as you close the day? Lord, help me to give thanks for what thou hast helped me in today. You know, we need the Lord to help us to praise him, don't we? We need him to help us to pray, but we need him to help us to praise him. And when he does help us to praise him, you know, that praise will go right out of our hearts. Oh, it will. It may be in something today the Lord has favoured you, and you can feel his helping hand helping your very heart to praise his holy name. I love that couplet of the hymn. Oh, that my soul could love and praise him more. His beauty's trace, his majesty adore. Live near his heart, upon his bosom lean, obey his voice, and all his will esteem. And when this word dropped in, I was thinking, as we come into the close of the year, can we not look back through the year and praise him for that help he's given us? You think about it, that you look back through the year, the times when you've known his help under the ministry, maybe in reading the Word of God, the times he's answered your prayers and cries and groans, the times when you've been in trouble, and when most you've needed that helping hand. And you prove this friend is always near. And you can look back through the year and you can say, can't you, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Mr. Haddo, that was pastor at Welling, for those few years, I think if I remember rightly, he was only 39 when the Lord took him home to glory. He preached on one occasion concerning those precious words, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. You know, where that stone of Ebenezer was raised up, and Samuel could say as he raised it up, and where was it raised up from? Between Mizpah and Shem. What dear Mr. Haddo said was this. He said Mizpah was a place of judgment. It was a solemn searching place. But Shem is not on the map. It speaks of heaven. And between those two places, Samuel was enabled to raise up that stone. And as we come to the close of this year, may there be that Ebenezer stone raised up, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Now you look back of the being those Ebenezers you can raise and say, the Lord hath helped us. And you've known what it is to know and feel his help. You see, it's not only saying, well, we know, we want to feel it, don't we? That feeling of his help, that help from heaven. And some of you in your pathways, you look back tonight in providence, how he's helped you in times of trouble, in times of affliction. And those helps you'll never forget. You know, there are a few things in the hearts of God's dear children. You know, they'll never forget where he's helped them. And then they can truly praise his blessed name. Those words seem very sweet to me, and I name them thinking of coming this evening. And thinking of this help, often it's read, that 41st chapter of Isaiah. And you think of these, I'll read three verses to you. And in it, each verse is the blessed help of heaven given. And what does the Holy Spirit leave on record? What an encouragement it was to the church of God in Isaiah's day. And many have received the encouragement and help from these words since. In verse 10 he says this, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. You see, the Lord was speaking here to help his dear people in the time of need. I will strengthen them. This is what the Lord said he will do. And may it be so as we come to the close of this year and look back at his help and how he's been with us. And yet look forward. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now this is what the Lord has said he will do for the child of God. Those that need that help. And may it be a help to you tonight. Whatever you may be in. And as you face the unknown way of the future. And then he goes further. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. You may be faced with many troubles, many things that weigh you down, many mountains, many great stones, things that maybe nobody knows about, only your heart and the Lord. I will. There's a wonderful certainty here in what the Lord says. Help thee. And you need help, don't you, to stand against the powers of Satan. And you cannot begin to stand against his great power yourself. But he says here, the Lord speaking, I will help thee. And it's a word you can face the adversary with. Because he cannot stand against God's word. But then we find this. The Lord says, fear not, thou worm Jacob. You see how the Lord comes right down where his dear children are. When he says, thou worm Jacob, he's speaking of the Lord's dear children. The seed of Jacob. And they are but worms. You know, it's a worm is often trodden underfoot, isn't it? Despised. It goes about its work silently, makes no noise. But you see, that's how often how the Lord's people feel. They feel like a worm. What does the poet say? Concerning the dear Redeemer and his sufferings and agonies, I'd creep beside him as a worm and see him bleed for me. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, is there a worm Jacob here tonight? And ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Lord, help me. You see, that is the sweet answer, an antidote to this soul that needs the help. Oh, it is. And the Lord knows just how to help you. Years ago, a dear lady not of our denomination, she was talking to one of our Lord's dear people from the, within the denomination, and this dear lady said to the one from our little denomination, she said, you know, I can look back how the Lord has helped me through my journey here. And she said, he helped me to have my children. He helped me in providence. And he helped me in my soul. And she opened her heart to this dear lady, you know. And she was nothing to do with our denomination. But you see, she got the right ring in what she said. She knew her helplessness. She knew her emptiness, she knew her poverty, she knew what it was to feel a worm, but she knew where to go for help, and that was to the Lord himself. And you think, you know, the Lord knows where his children are. Many, you see, are hidden ones, but he knows where they are. And they all have to come where this dear woman did, and so will you and so will I. Right through our lives to plead this. Lord, help me. But as he has helped you, poor soul, through life, so he will help you in death. We shall need this prayer as we come down into the river, won't we, of death. Lord, help me. Help me to leave everything here Help me in the swellings of Jordan, and help me to lean hard upon thee, because you see, safe in the arms of Jesus, of his dear children, and oh, to feel those arms that can help you and hold you up through life will hold you up in death. You never take up the soul and then leave them in that vital hour. He will help them then. And such promises as I have named, and that in Isaiah, particularly that 41st chapter, are such a help to the child of God in life, for there be a help to them too in death. Well, there are so many ways we could look at this, but I must leave it for the time. But may this be a fervent petition of our hearts as we come to the close of this year. And especially as if we are spared into the new year, may it be our continual prayer through it. We need divine help, don't we, to meditate upon his glorious birth as we come to this season. We need divine help to consider his sufferings, his agonies, the shedding of his precious blood, what he endured, no tongue can tell, the hymn writer said, to save our souls from death and hell. And we need that help to wait around the tomb to see him rise. You think of those dear women, how the Lord helped them to go up to that sepulchre, to anoint his precious body. And you look how the Lord was to favour them. Oh, he was, with that blessed view of him, a risen Christ, who had risen for them, and risen for each one of his dear people. Then came she, a poor, lost sinner, and says, Lord, help me. And you look how the Lord wonderfully helped her, and I named it earlier. He said, didn't he? O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And the Lord who did it for this dear woman can do it for your poor soul and mine today. Oh, he can. And when he does draw near and appear for you and grant you that help, your very soul about to praise his holy name and crown him Lord of all. Heart praise is a wonderful thing, you know, and we need help to truly praise his holy name, as I said earlier. But I must leave it. May the Holy Spirit sweetly apply this word to us, and may it be our fervent petition. And oh, may we know the reality of the sweet answer, which only the Lord can give. Well, I've scratched around the surface of it. Many ways it can be looked at. But may the reality be known in each of our hearts. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Izzard will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Timothy Rosier on Wednesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 669. Poor sinners, sunk in sin's tremendous cell, tormented with the fiery darts of hell, on Jesus call, though wretched be your case, he came the lost to seek and save by grace. Hymn 669.
come over the poverty of our poor feeble attempts. Do bless thy own word. May we not leave it all on the chapel doorstep. Do forgive anything thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Take us each now into thy kind care and keep it. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the sweet communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.